This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. Sound Transit's light rail line runs through the heart of southeast Seattle. Along with the promise of swift and easy transit, stations along the line often come with hopes for more density and added economic development. That has not panned out yet for many residents of Seattle's District 2. As we continue our election series back on the block, KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe checks in with the candidates running to represent the district.
Southeast Seattle's District 2 has the city's most ethnically diverse population and its lowest median income. So the promise of transit-oriented development to attract more commerce is powerful. Restaurant owner Ana Martinez opened Huarachito's Cocina Mexicana in the ground floor of a new building right next to Othello Station at the intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Way and Othello. With five stories of market-rate apartments above her and similar development projects underway on either side, Martinez bought in to the promise of light rail. But after more than 2 years, she's still struggling and sees empty storefronts and businesses failing all around her.
The coffee shop closed, the one that was here, Kitty Corner. They closed, and now we don't have any coffee.
I asked the candidates, Bruce Harrell and Tammy Morales, to respond to her situation. Both say they've met Ana Martinez, and perhaps not surprisingly, incumbent Bruce Harrell took it as an opportunity to defend what's there. He says it won't be long before the development across the street from Huarachito's starts bringing in new customers.
Over here, this Woodbridge development is going to be a thriving project that's under construction, market rate homes, retail, commercial. We have to get her through these tough times so when we get these consumers and residents here, she can then thrive.
He says there's a $50 million community fund to mitigate the impacts of light rail that could loan Martinez money to help her ride out the transition. Harrell, a lawyer, says he served as the fund's chief legal advisor when it was founded.
She has an outstanding product in this Mexican restaurant. She knows her business. And what I take away from that is we have to, as a community, we have to get her through these tough times.
Harrell's challenger, Tammy Morales, says there may be some technical assistance to help Martinez with her business strategy, but she's less optimistic about Huarachito's prospects and quick to use the story to critique the status quo.
I think a lot of times what happens is we get these cookie-cutter developments of, you know, kind of empty commercial space on the ground floor and housing on top with no understanding of who might want to move into that space because nobody's done the homework to attract a tenant. And that's the case at the Othello Station complex, is that Ana is the only business in that.
Morales, who works as a consultant on urban food policy, says she's been doing grassroots community development for 15 years. She thinks the city needs to involve the community more in a new economic development strategy.
You have to be intentional about what kind of businesses you want to attract to make sure that there's a good mix of goods and services available to the community. And that means doing deeper work and asking the community what kind of businesses they want and then going out and recruiting them.
Incumbent Harrell says there's been plenty of intentional planning, but a cornerstone of the Othello neighborhood is on hold because of circumstances he says are outside the city's control. The developer of the empty lot on the other side of the light rail line from Huarachito's is under investigation for securities fraud. Even with all of her struggles, restaurant owner Ana Martinez says she still believes in the potential of her neighborhood.
We have a beautiful main street now with the light rail going through. This could be the next Pioneer Square. This could be the place to be.
Both candidates say it's a future worth fighting for and that what District 2 needs more than anything right now is a strong advocate to attract the right kind of investors. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
In the next part of our election series, Back on the Block, KPLU's Paula Whistle talks with the candidates about gentrification and the loss of a strong African-American community in Seattle's District 3.